早上好，弟兄姐妹们。感谢主，让我可以在这里跟大家一起。请大家把圣经翻到罗马书十二章第一节，罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In the margin of my Bible, it says, "And which is your spiritual worship?"
在我的这本圣经里面，还有一个小的注解，就说这是你们属灵的敬拜。
Ephesians 6:12.
以弗所书六章十二节。
For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Now Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章。
Beginning at verse 12.
第十二节开始。
How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning?How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low in the nations? And thou saidst in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit upon the mount of congregation in the uttermost parts of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.I will make myself like the Most High.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说：我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
And Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书二十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书二十八章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Moreover, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou wast in Eden.The garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was in thee in the day that thou wast created.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你为推罗王作起哀歌说，主耶和华如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。你曾在伊典神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红玉溪、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。
In the day that thou wast created, they were prepared. Thou wast the anointed cherub that covereth, and I set thee so that thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till unrighteousness was found in thee. By the abundance of thy traffic, they filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore have I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I have destroyed thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I have cast thee to the ground. I have laid thee before kings, that they may behold thee.
都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。你是那瘦高遮掩约柜的基路伯。我将你安置在神的圣山上。你在发光如火的宝石中间往来。你从受造之日所行的都完全。后来在你中间又查出不义，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪。所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩约柜的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，好使你在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。
Matthew's Gospel.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4 and verse 8.
第八节。
Again, the devil taketh him up unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Philippians,
腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3
第三章。
Philippians 3, verse 3.
第三章第三节。
For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
And finally, John's Gospel,
最后是约翰福音,
chapter 4,
第四章。
John chapter 4, verse 23.
约翰福音四章二十三节。
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be His worshippers. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的，必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we commit this word to your Holy Spirit to work your eternal power in each one of us.
主啊，我们真是把这些话交托在圣灵里面。主啊，愿意您的大能可以在每个人里面做工。
We ask for the anointing of the Spirit on your word.
我们求您圣灵来膏您自己的话语。
And on each one of us, whether we speak or whether we hear, we need that anointing.
在这里的每一个人，不管是讲的，是听的，我们都需要这样的恩膏。
For Lord, without the anointing, we are helpless. We will never grasp, understand, or appreciate your word.
主啊，如果没有这样的恩膏，我们没有指望，我们不会了解，也不会明白您向我们所说的。
Without the anointing, Lord, all our efforts are futile.
主啊，没有这样的恩膏，我们所有的努力也都是白费。
So we trust you that you will use this hour, this time, for your glory, for the enlargement of the kingdom.
主啊，我们
In the name of our Lord Jesus, Amen.
主啊，我们信靠您。主啊，愿意您自己来做这样的工作，愿意您的国度扩展，愿意您的荣耀在这里。奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Today, we are in the midst of a great conflict.
今天我们是在一个充满了这样的激战的地方啊时候。
Not only a conflict in this world,
不光在这个世界里面有各样的冲突,
but a cosmic conflict in the universe.
甚至在这个宇宙里面我们所知道的也有一个冲突。
We experience it in our daily lives.
在我们每天生活里面也都感受到。
I experienced it last night.
甚至昨天晚上我就经历过。
I had difficulty sleeping.
因为昨天我没有睡好。
And I know that it was Satan, trying his best to disrupt.
因为我知道撒旦他要用他所有的努力来做破坏的工作。
But praise God, the conflict is not between me and Satan.
但是感谢主，这个冲突不是在我跟撒旦之间。
It's between God and Satan.
是在神跟撒旦中间。
This conflict began in the distant past, perhaps before the world was created.
这个冲突从很早很早就开始，甚至在世界创造之前就开始了。
And the issue of this conflict, the thing that is involved in this great cosmic battle, can be summed up in one word.
那这个宇宙间最大的冲突，其实可以用一个词来总结。
That word is worship.
这个词就是敬拜。
That is the ultimate issue of this universe.
在这个宇宙之间，这是最高的一个词。
Everything is related to that.
每一件事都跟这件事有关系。
Who is going to be worshipped?
谁应该被敬拜？
Who is going to be worshipped?
谁应该被敬拜？
In the passage in Matthew,In the temptation of our Lord Jesus, Satan exposes himself.
在马太福音，当主耶稣受试探的时候，魔鬼就显出来了。
And we see in that what Satan is really after.
在那里我们看到魔鬼他到底想做什么。
I'll give you everything if you bow down and worship me.
我把所有的都给你，只要你来拜我。
That's what Satan is after. Worship, drawing away the worship from God to himself.
这就是撒旦要做的，就是把我们的敬拜从神那里转到他自己那里。
And that's the conflict that is raging in throughout the universe today.
这就是在整个宇宙之间到今天还在进行的冲突。
And it's continuing right through the spiritual history of this universe.
甚至在这个宇宙属灵的历史里面，一直都有这样一个征战。
What is worship?
什么是敬拜？
Have you ever thought of that?
您有没有想过呢？
What is worship?
什么是敬拜？
Well, we think of worship as singing a hymn.
也许我们以为敬拜就是唱一首诗
，having some prayers，
或者有一个祷告。
Yes, that is worship.
没错，那是敬拜。
The word worship comes in the English from worthship. Worthship. Who is worthy?
在英文里面，敬拜是两个词，一个是配得，一个是拜。
Who is worthy to be worshipped?
谁配得被敬拜？
Let me give you a definition of worship.
那我给大家敬拜的定义。
Worship is bringing God back into his place in this universe.
敬拜就是把神再带回到他在宇宙中应该占的地位。
God, the creator of the universe,has been rejected, has been kept out, and Satan has gotten the worship. He is the prince of this world.
因为这位创造的主已经被人所拒绝，被从我们面前被遗弃，所以今天撒旦已经得着了这个敬拜，来管辖这个世界。
God is the rightful.Owner, the creator of this universe, and he is the rightful object of the creation to worship him.
神他是创造的主，所以在他被创造的这个世界里面，他应该是有权利得着这个被造物的敬拜。
Worship is bringing back God into his rightful place.
所以敬拜就是把神带回到他应有的地位。
That's what we are here for. That's what you and I, as children of God, are here for, to bring back God into his rightful place.
所以这就是今天我们为什么在这里，神的儿女，我们要把神带回到他该得的地位。
So worship is more than...are coming together Sunday morning. That is worship, yes.
其实敬拜比我们光是礼拜天主日来到这里要多。没错，我们要主日到这里来敬拜。
True worship is far more comprehensive than that.
但是真正的敬拜比这些的内容要丰富得多。
It's an attitude of heart.
这是我们心里面的一个态度。
It's a position of life.
这是我们在生活里面所有的决定。
Worship pervades our lives every day.
敬拜在我们每天的生活里面都可以来经历。
That is what we are here for, to give God His rightful place.
这就是我们今天为什么聚在这里，要让神得该得的地位。
And this question runs all the way through our lives when we have to make decisions.Who is going to be worshipped?
在我们的生活生命里面一直都要面对这件问题，就是我们做决定的时候该敬拜谁。
Worship without rival, without question, without reservation.
在我们的敬拜里面应该没有冲突，应该没有保留。
Wholehearted worship. Who alone is going to be worshipped?
应该是全心来敬拜，只有他得着我们的敬拜。
Will it be God plus my career?
是不是只关心我自己的这个工作生涯呢？
Will it be God plus my education?
是不是神再加上我的教育？
God plus my friendships?
神再加上我与人的关系。
God plus my golf.
神再加上我的高尔夫球。
Or will it be God alone?
或者只有神。
There involves conflict.
就在那里有很多的冲突。
Also explains the larger conflict going on in the world.
甚至这也可以解释为什么在世界上有这么多大的冲突。
It explains everything.
它解释了所有的一切。
The uprisings in Cairo and Libya.
在开罗的示威，在利比亚的骚乱。
Look behind what you read in the headlines and you see the conflict between God and Satan.In this world.
我们需要来读这个新闻头条的背后，看到在今天神与撒旦在世界上有这样一个征战。
We tend to focus on these things, on suicide bombings, on terror, on all of these things we read in the headlines, but we need to learn to read behind.These things between the lines.
虽然我们在看新闻的时候，总是注重那些自杀攻击或者是那些恐怖分子，但是我们需要来读这些事情背后那个征战。
Now everything in the Bible is related to this matter of worship.
在圣经里面，每一件事都与这个敬拜的事有关。
You take the curse.Resulting from the challenge to the unquestioned worship of God.
那我们想到诅咒，想到那些对神的祝福的怀疑。
Or you take the law and the Ten Commandments.
或者我们来看看十诫。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, Him alone.Shalt thou serve. And again, that word serve means worship.
你要拜主，你要爱主你的神，全心的来爱他，你只要侍奉他。
And all the other fragments of the law contain something related to worship.
在十诫里面，在律法里面，其他的一切也都是与这个敬拜有关的。
Giving God His rightful place.
就是让神得该得的地位。
In our hearts, in the universe.
在我们的心中，还有在这个整个宇宙。
Why is it his rightful place? Because he redeemed us.
为什么他该得这个地位？因为他救赎了我们。
He bought us with a price.
因为他花重价买了我们。
A very heavy price.
极重的重价。
The blood of his son.
就是他儿子的血。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
You're not your own. We belong to him.
我们其实不属于自己，我们已经属于他了。
It's a matter of mixture. Don't plow with an ox and an ass together.
我们需要知道不应该有掺杂，不能把不同的事混合在一起。
Don't wear wool and linen together. Remember the Old Testament?
要穿细麻衣，不要与其他的材料混合。大家还记得吗？
That's mixture.
因为那些是混杂。
That's not pure.
因为那些不洁，不单纯。
And God hates mixture.
神憎恶不洁净。
He has no room for mixture. It must be God alone.
在神里面没有混杂。一定是只有他。
Mixture is evidence of Satan's interference.
在撒旦的工作里面，它里面带着很多的混杂。
And all the other fragments, of the law contain something that has to do with worship.
所以在律法里面，每一件事都提到关乎敬拜的事。
The marriage laws, for instance.
比如关乎婚姻的律法。
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's mixture.
不要信与不信的同父一轭，不要混杂。
Adultery. That's mixing things up.
淫乱就是这样的混杂。
There's a history of that in Israel. Adultery is idolatry.
在以色列人的历史里面，有许多的淫乱的事情。
Idolatry, of course, giving our worship to someone other than God.
这个淫乱是指到我们把我们的敬拜给了不属神的其他的事情。
God speaks of Israel as his wife, his bride.
因为对神来讲，以色列就是他所聘的妻子。
But there they are worshiping other gods, Baal, Moloch, and so forth.
因为他们在那里却敬拜其他的神，巴利、巴洛。
And we could go on with mentioning the tabernacle, the temple, the priesthood, the covenants, the Sabbaths.
我们还可以讲到许多的事，比如帐幕，比如圣殿，比如祭祀，比如这个约。
These are all related.To bringing God back into His rightful place.
因为每一件事，神的心意都是要让他自己得着该得的。
And all of Satan's efforts and aggression are aimed at turning the hearts of God's people and of man away from God to something else, anything else but God.
所以撒旦他的工作。他的目的就是要把我们人，我们所有的人，还有信主的人，从神，对神的敬拜里面挪到其他不属神的一些事情上。
And replacing that pure worship of God with worship of himself, I will be like the Most High.
就是把对神的这个纯一的敬拜转成我们对自己的一个敬拜，我要与至高者同等。
Salvation.What is salvation? What is the deepest meaning of salvation? It is that God has his rights and Satan has been robbed of them in our lives.
真正救恩最深的意思是什么呢？就是神在我们里面得着地位，撒旦完全被驱逐出去。
Remember, so many times we are remindedof how God, in a wonderful way, brought Israel out of Egypt. And into the promised land.
很多时候我们记得神做这件奇妙的事，就是把以色列人从埃及带出来，引他们去到应许之地。
It says, with great power he brought them out.
那里讲到他用大能把他们带出来。
And how all those plagues in Egypt, you remember them? The hail, the frogs, the river turning to blood.
大家还记得吗？神让许多的灾难降到埃及，比如说冰雹的灾，比如这些青蛙的灾，比如河里的水变成血。
This was not a battle between God and Pharaoh or Moses and Pharaoh.
这个并不是神与法老来征战，或者摩西与法老来征战。
It was, and we are told this, it was between God and the gods of Egypt.
在这里讲到是神与埃及的神征战。
Why was the Nile turned into blood?
为什么尼罗河都变成血了呢？
Because the Egyptians worshipped the Nile.
因为埃及人他们敬拜这条河。
The plague of frogs. Why frogs? Because they worshipped frogs.
为什么有青蛙之灾呢？因为他们敬拜青蛙。
Just like in India, they worship cows. They used to worship frogs in Egypt.
就像印度到今天还在敬拜牛，当时埃及人他们来敬拜青蛙。
That's why we have had the plague of frogs.
所以有青蛙之灾。
And so forth. So it was between God and the gods of Egypt, but he brought them out in a wonderful way so they could worship.
所以在当时的征战是神跟埃及的神征战，所以他可以奇妙地把以色列人带出埃及。
But the point is, a salvation, don't look at salvation as just an end in itself.
但是关于救恩的关键就是说，救赎并不是一个开始。
Look at it as to what's behind it.Who is going to be worshipped?
我们要看看在这个背后谁该配得这个敬拜。
When a soul is brought out of Egypt, so to speak, out of the world into Christ, who is robbed of worship? It is Satan.
当一个灵魂被拯救，当一个人出埃及之后，谁应该失去地位？应该是撒旦。
And that's why.Satan puts up a big fight over the salvation of even one soul.
所以为什么撒旦这样的激烈的来征战，甚至就为一个灵魂？
Our Christian experience, all of God's dealings with us, have one object in view, and that is worship.
在我们基督徒的生活生命里面，也只有一件事情，就是敬拜。
All of the trials, the sufferings, the purgings that we experience are all designed, carefully planned by God in each one of our lives for one purpose, to bring us to worship God.
每一个苦难，每一个试炼，都是神精心设计，要借着这每一件事，把我们带到一个地步，可以来敬拜他。
To bring God back into his rightful place and so that Satan will lose the ground.
所以让神得着该得的地位，撒旦就失去了他的地位。
Now, worship is closely related to another matter.
敬拜还有另外一件事紧密相关。
And that's mentioned in Romans 12:1, and that's the matter of service.
就是在罗马书十二章，就是关乎侍奉。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, God's mercies, to present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or service of worship.
所以我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，侍奉就是敬拜，乃是理所当然的。
The word service can be translated worship.
侍奉就可以翻译成敬拜。
Worship is a word in the margin, or your spiritual service of worship.
在我这里的注解就讲到属灵的敬拜。
Worship is closely related to service.
因为敬拜与侍奉是紧密连在一起的。
Exodus 3:18, he says, "Let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to Jehovah our God, that we may worship our God."
在出埃及记第三章那里讲到，我们要往旷野去走3天的路，要祭祀耶和华我们的神。
10 times in that.Portion of Exodus. 10 times he said, "Let my son go, or let my people go, that they may serve me."
在那里有10次提到，神在那里说，让我的民去，让我的儿女去。
And their service was worship.
他们的侍奉就是敬拜。
Now,The value of all service to the Lord is determined by how much of a place the Lord gets for himself.
所以在每一个侍奉里面，它真正的价值就是神在那里得着多少地位。
We think of serving the Lord, working for the Lord, doing this and that for the Lord. But how much value is it to the Lord?
当我们想到侍奉，想到为神做这个，为神做那个，那神在其中，他真正的价值在神面前是说他得着多少地位。
Service is not in the first place what we do for the Lord, but what we are.
所以侍奉不是说我们为神做了什么，而是说我们是什么。
Are you mine? He asks us.Then I can do anything I want with you.
他会问我们，你愿不愿意我在你身上做我要做的？
You know, when we're young, we really have a desire to serve the Lord. We want to go out and evangelize the whole world. And that's good.
当我们年轻的时候，在我们里面总是说我要传福音直到地极，要让整个世界人都可以信主，没错，这是好的。
But the Lord says, "Hold it, wait a minute. I've got some other ideas for you."
但是神说，等一等，我对你有另外的一个意思。
If we go out and do our own thing, we're really glorifying ourselves.
因为当我们这样去做很多工作的时候，很多时候只是让我们自己得荣耀。
It's not true worship.
这不是一个真实的敬拜。
Only what God directs us to do is worship.
只有在神的引导下，让我们做这样做那样，那才是真正的敬拜。
Now, the great way of illustrating this in the Bible is in this matter of relationships.
那在圣经里面讲到这件事情，有一个很容易解释的图画。
God says to Pharaoh,Let my son go, that he may serve me.
在这里，神对法老说：“让我的子民去，他们要敬拜我。”
He is my son, my firstborn son.
就是我头生的儿子。
Another relationship in the given in the Bible is the marriage relationship.
我在圣经里面用这样的关系来代表。刚才讲到这个父子关系，还有一个关系就是夫妻的关系。
Remember in Jeremiah 31, he speaks of their fathers. I was a husband to them. God was a husband to Israel.
在那里讲到，我是他们的丈夫， 对以色列人来讲，神是他们的丈夫，他们是神的妻子。
That beautiful relationship when Israel was the bride.
那是何等美妙的一个关系，在耶利米书三十一章，就是以色列是一个新娘、新妇。
And the whole issue in Hebrew law, the whole issue of the marriage relationship was one of service.
所以在希伯来的律法里面，婚姻就是律法里面非常重要的一部分。
We see this clearly in the case of Ruth and Boaz.
我们很清楚地从路德跟波阿斯的关系里面看得到。
You remember when Ruth crept into Boaz's tent and lay at his feet and took the cover and covered both him, Boaz and herself.
你还记得吗？路德进到波阿斯的帐篷里面，钻到他的脚下，而且用被子来遮盖他们两个人。
She is at his feet.
那个时候他在波阿斯的脚前。
And she's saying, I'm your servant.
他当时说，我是你的仆人。
Husband and wife. Then later, they're joined in marriage.
在之后，他们通过婚姻结合，成为丈夫跟妻子。
This is service. This is not slavery.
这是侍奉，这不是奴隶制。
She freely and joyfully assumes this position at his feet.
她是带着喜乐，是自由的，来到波阿斯的脚前。
She has had a captured heart.
因为她的心已经
just like we sang in the hymn.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌，她的心已经被夺了。
The mercies of God have claimed her.
因为神的怜悯得着了她。
The whole idea of the church as the bride of Christ is one of service.
所以教会作为神的心腹，这就是侍奉。
And of course, this is the most honored and sacred relationship, in this universe.Husband and wife, the two shall be one.
在整个宇宙里面，这是最尊贵、最神圣的一个关系，就是二人合为一体。
As we see in Ephesians 5.
就像我们在以弗所书第五章也看得到。
The value of any service must be judged by the question, is God getting a larger place?And is Satan losing ground?
所以在每个侍奉里面，这个价值怎么样来衡量，就是这个问题：到底是神得着更多的地位，还是撒旦得着更多的地位
？We often judge the value of our service by the size of the crowd.
经常 经常我们衡量的标准就是有多少人聚集
，or the statistics, you know.How many people were saved?
或者一些统计，到底有多少人信主了
？We look at the earthly. God looks from heaven.
我们是从属地的观念来看，但神是从天上来看。
Is God getting a larger place? Is Satan being robbed of his place?
神的国度有没有扩张？是不是撒旦他失去了他的领地？
Now, we read in this verse in Romans 12, which is your spiritual service. What is spiritual service?
在罗马书十二章，我们读到这个属灵的侍奉。什么是属灵的侍奉呢？
John chapter 4, the Lord says to the woman at the well, God is a spirit, and he must be worshipped in spirit.And in truth.
在约翰福音第四章主对撒玛利亚的妇人谈论的时候讲到我们要以心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So service is a matter of the spirit, not outward form or ritual or a list of things to do, compulsion, obligation.
所以真正的敬拜是在敬拜和侍奉是在心灵里面，是在灵里，不是说我们 外面有多少的事情要做，不是说我们在外面有什么样的方式方法。
Paul in Philippians 3 says, For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God.
在腓立比书三章讲到，我们是真受割礼的，我们是以神的灵来敬拜。
I used to think that spiritual worship was something kind of mystical. You know, you'd had to transform your thinking and come in very quiet and humble and be in the spirit. Okay, that's fine.
以前呢，我以为这个属灵的敬拜是非常奥秘的，我一定要有一种某种思想方式，而且来到一个很安静的地方。
What does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth?
什么叫做在心灵和诚实里面来拜他呢？
Well, let's look back at that verse in Romans 12.
让我们再翻到罗马书第十二章。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, yourselves,As a living sacrifice. That is, we are on the altar. That's the cross.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，这个是敬拜。这里是在祭坛上面，是在十字架里面。
Holy and acceptable to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your spiritual.Service of worship.
这个就是你属灵的侍奉，这个是敬拜。
Being on the altar, on the cross, wholly consecrated to the Lord, totally, without reservation, without holding anything back, that is spiritual worship.
在祭坛上，在十字架上，毫无保留地把自己献上。这个是侍奉，这个是敬拜。
When we bring God back into His rightful place in our lives, wherever we are, that is spiritual worship.
在我们生活里面每一个方面，我们都把神带到他该得的地位，这个就是属灵的侍奉，这个是敬拜。
That is worshiping Him in spirit.And in truth.
这个就是在心灵跟诚实里面来拜他。
That is the mark of the true circumcision.
这个是真割礼。
May the Lord have his rightful place in our lives.
愿意神在我们的生活生命里面来得他该得的地位。
All through in our fellowship in this universe, may he have the highest place.
在我们的聚会里面，在整个宇宙，愿他得着至高的地位。
And it is our greatest privilege to bring him back to where he belongs. God has a right to this universe. He created it. He created us. We are his. And so we worship him.
这是何等荣幸，我们有特权让神在得着他该得的地位。他是创造主。他也是救赎我们的那一位。
May the Lord have that place in each one of our hearts.
愿神在我们每个人心里面都得着他该得的地位。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, use this brief time, Lord.To get your place in us, right here.
求您使用这个短短的时间，就在这个地方，主啊，在我们心里面得着你该得的地位。
May it be our longing, our desire, our resolution, Lord, to consecrate ourselves totally, without reservation.To you today, that you will be worshipped that you will be brought back to where you were before you were evicted from this universe. Oh Lord, have your right place today.
主啊，愿意这成为我们的渴慕，我们的追求，就是您在我们心里面得着该得的地位。
We pray in the precious name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
主啊，我们如此的祷告是奉主耶稣的名祷告。